You're up to mitzvah chaf beis, the 22nd mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the mitzvah's pidyon peter chamor, the mitzvah, the commandment to redeem the firstborn male donkey. So says the pasuk as follows: v'chol peter chamor tifteh b'seh, every single male donkey that is born, the firstborn male donkey that is born, you shall redeem it with a sheep. V'imlo tifteva arafto. And if you don't redeem it, an interesting law that's mitzvah chaf gimel, the 23rd mitzvah, you have to decapitate it. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So how does this mitzvah work? So lifdos vlad chamor zachar shenolad rishon. You're commanded to redeem the male firstborn offspring of a donkey. Shenemar, as it says, v'chol peter chamor tifteva seh. You have to redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb. V'inyanahu, how do you do this mitzvah exactly? Shalokech ha'Yisrael se'echad. That a Yisrael, and the reason why it's a Yisrael specifically is because as the Chinuch will say at the end of this mitzvah only applies to when Yisrael owns the donkey and not a Kohen or a Levi. So Yisrael who owns the donkey, and when the donkey is born, he's going to take a lamb, and then he's going to take that lamb and give it to the Kohen as a redemption for this donkey. Shehu l'Hashem isbarach, this is because this donkey is considered to be for God. For that which we, based on the same reason that we spoke about in Mitzvah Yirchev, and we spoke about in general, the sanctity of the firstborn, right? That we want to give the firstborn, the first of anything really in general, to God. And God decided that he wants to give this gift to the Kohanim. And therefore, Israel has to deem it from him. Because God said he wants the redemption to come through a sheep, that you have to give the sheep to the Kohen as a redemption for this donkey. But let's say the guy doesn't have a lamb. So what do you do? So it says, the chinuch podeo b'dmeiseh, he's able to redeem the donkey with the value of a lamb. So that is, he's going to keep the donkey for himself and he's going to pay the Kohen with the value of how much a lamb should cost, and that then the donkey will be considered not kodesh anymore. However, there's a problem. Not all lambs are created equally. Some are worth more than others. So says the Chinuch, Amar Rav Asina Zochrom L'Rabacha, the Chazal give us different levels of payments. Let's say Ayin Yafa, if he has a good eye, if he's a generous person, so Besela, then he'll give a Sela, which is the total amount of 4 Zuzin, he'll give that to a Kohen. Ra'a b'chatzi sela. But let's say he was a cheap guy. He has a bad eye. He doesn't really want to give too much money. So he'll give a half a sela, which is 2 zuzim. And then finally, uvino nes. But let's say you're somewhere in the middle. You're not so rich. You're not so poor. You don't mean bad. But listen, you only have so much money to give. You're in the middle. V'shlosha zuzim. You'll give 3 zuzim to the Kohen as the financial redemption instead of giving the sheep itself. Uzman ha'pidyon ad shloshim yom. And how much time do you have until the end of 30 days to give up until 30 days from birth, you have to give the redemption. And once you give over this lamb to the Kohen, well, that lamb is considered chulin. It's not kodesh at all, right? It's not going to, doesn't have any sanctified status. And the same is true with regards to the donkey that the Yisrael now holds, that that's also considered a secular and it doesn't have any holy status. What is the root of this mitzvah? So it seems like we can never get out of this thing, this idea, that this whole mitzvah is about remembering for the Jewish people, remembering the miracles that God did for us in the land of Egypt, that he killed all the firstborn Egyptians. So what in the world does this have to do with the killing the firstborn Egyptians? Well, says the Chinuch, the Egyptians are compared to donkeys, as the Torah tells us explicitly. Dini ha-mitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah, what are some examples? Kigon shutafos ha-goy. Let's say a Jew and a non-Jew are partners in owning a donkey, so what's going to be the halacha at that point? Let's say someone gets a donkey from a non-Jewish person to care for it, and he's also going to have some ownership in the offspring that's going to come out of it. So what's the status then? In other words, so the non-Jewish person is giving this guy the donkey to take care of it, and sort of his reward is going to be that he gets to get some of the offspring. So what happens in that case if he does have a firstborn male donkey? But then goy shehivrish peter chamor, and also the law regarding a non-Jewish person who said, you know what, I'm going to just set aside the firstborn donkey. I like this mitzvah, says the non-Jew. So he's going to want to do it himself. So what's the status of the sanctity of that firstborn donkey? Madino, right? So what's the status of it? V'din chamor sheyalda kimin sus. And let's say another situation, you could have a donkey. Again, if anyone here is a farmer, maybe you know a little bit better, but evidently you could have a donkey that gives birth to its first male offspring that looks like a horse. So in that situation, do we redeem that? Is that considered a part of the mitzvah? V'din lokech chamor migoy. And let's say you bought a donkey from a non-Jewish person, and it's unclear exactly what the status is, if it already gave birth or not. How do you paskin? Do we assume that its firstborn is going to have to be redeemed or not? V'inyan safek im bikra madino. And also, let's say you have a doubt whether or not the, just in general, you have a doubt whether or not this donkey had given birth before. So what do you do? And also what the law is regarding someone who decides to give a donkey to the Kohen himself, right? So the Pasuk says explicitly that you have to redeem the donkey with a sheep, right? You take a sheep in the donkey's place and give it to the Kohen. But let's say you said, I don't have a sheep and I don't have extra money, so I'm just going to give the Kohen the donkey. So what the law is in that situation, if you are allowed to do that, and what the ramifications of that are. The Yeser Prateh and all the other remaining laws, Mevoharim b'Maseches Bechoros, all this can be found in Maseches Bechoros. And finally, the Noheges B'chol Makum B'chol Zman, this applies in every location and in all times, B'Zachar M'Nakivus Yisraelim, for male and female Yisraelim. But not for Kohanim and Levim. A person who does not fulfill this mitzvah has been mevatel in mitzvahs ase. That brings us to the end of mitzvah chafes. And God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with mitzvah chaf gimel, and that is the mitzvah of, let's say you're not going to redeem it, the mitzvah of decapitating the donkey. But for now, we will stop right here.